Soldiers at the Fort Lewis Army Base near Tacoma, Washington, have a favorite greasy spoon, Galloping Gertie's Bar and Grill. It's also become a place to remember the war dead. A reader board in the parking lot lists the names of local soldiers who've died in Iraq and Afghanistan. From Northwest News Network, Austin Jenkins reports.
Since 1952, Galloping Gertie's has been serving soldiers from Fort Lewis. During the breakfast rush, men and women in desert camouflage fill the booths.
Okay, one decaf and one regular?
One leaded, one unleaded.
Okay, you got it.
As the servers bustle around, topping off coffee cups and filling orders.
You want the hash browns or the tomato slices?
Owner Sue Rothwell sits in a back booth flipping through a scrapbook. It contains articles about Fort Lewis soldiers who have died and notes from family members of dead soldiers.
Thank you for putting up my son's name, SPC Potter. Sincerely, Holly Barson Potter, which is his mother.
The notes of thanks are because of the sign outside Rothwell's cafe. She takes me out to see it. It's a beat-up reader board that displays the U.S. death toll in Iraq, 4,003 on this day, and the words, "The numbers have names." What follows is a list of 6 Fort Lewis soldiers who've recently died.
Anderson Morales, Cahill, which was one you didn't read about. He died after he came home. So did Mole. He died 7 months later after trying to save 3 soldiers who had actually been our customers here, now that I think about it. He just died, Runyon and Groker.
In the year she's been tracking troop deaths, Rothwell has put nearly 100 names on her small reader board. When one goes up, another comes down to make room. As we stand in the parking lot, one of Rothwell's customers backs up his car and shouts, "God bless you." Rothwell says most people around here assume she supports the war and President Bush, but she doesn't. Rothwell takes me to her office in the back of the cafe.
So my office is the real Sue.
Here, among decades of memorabilia, are postcards mocking the president, an old Kerry Edwards campaign sign, and a Hillary Clinton sign. Rothwell, who inherited the business from her mother, readily acknowledges the seeming contradiction.
So what's the reason I'm here at Gertie's? Is it maybe to teach me about soldiers in the military and dispel some of the myths that I had? Or is it for them to sort of see my side? I don't know.
Rothwell says she's not hiding her anti-war views. She's just not flaunting them in this military community. And that seems to sit fine with her customers. Specialist Paige Hamback, waiting for her breakfast order, says Rothwell's views about the war don't bother her.
No, because she supports us, and that's the biggest thing. Now, you know, if she was, you know, not supporting us, or making her views a little more public, I might have a problem with it when we're giving her our business.
Sergeant First Class Thomas Perry, who's been to Iraq, agrees.
People can feel any way they want about the war, okay? As long as they don't forget that our guys have paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. I mean, that's all that really matters to me. I don't, be quite honest, I don't care what people think.
In the end, Rothwell says she walks a fine line between supporting the troops and opposing the war. Bottom line, she wants Gertie's to be a safe home away from home for soldiers. That's why she put sweet tea on the menu for soldiers from the South.
The war's gone on way too long, but I see no end in sight. And yes, I can hate the war, but what good does that do? It's not going to stop the war, no matter how I feel about it. So, yes, I love the soldiers more than I hate the war because I can take care of the soldiers, I can't take care of the war.
As for her reader board, Rothwell says she'll keep updating it with the names and number of U.S. forces killed until the war is over, as long as that takes. For NPR News, I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia, Washington.